We are on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. We have a Tosfos on the previous sugya. Gemara had brought down Mishnah Shufim Shanadru Hano Zemizeh Asurim Likonis Lachotzer. They're not permitted to enter the Chotzer because each one is being Mishnamish Bechelek Chaveroi in his Muda Hano Mimenu. And the Tanakhama holds Ein Breire. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ze Nichnas L'Soich Shaloi, Ze Nichnas L'Soich Shaloi, because Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds Yesh Breire, so it's considered, when I'm using the Chotzer, I'm using my Chelik, I'm not Nene from the Chelik Hashet. Ze Nichnas B'Soich Shaloi, Hashte Mashme, it would seem, the drisas or regal also bemudar hano. The shaila is, doesn't say ze mishtamish b'soich shaloi. No, ze nichnas b'soich shaloi. So it seems there's a dion on the etzem knise of walking into the chotzer. So it seems walking into a chotzer is also us, that's also considered deriving benefit from the bala chotzer. And if you hold ein breire, so it's also Vafilu Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov leishori ele shutvim mishum de bishaloi nichnas avo beloi shutvim moide the also the kopti adrises regal kedemashme b'seif cheskes abate. People are makpid adrises regal to walk through their property. So memele, if you are using my property to walk through it, it's called you deriving benefit from me. So Mamela, if he's mudar hano, he's not permitted a filo drisa sarego. Because the bepeire kame de megillat nan, we learned the first peirik in Megillah, ein bein hamudar hano mechaveiroi, le mudar mimenu machu, ela drisa sarego vekelem, shein oisim behem oichu nefesh. There's a person who's mudar hano mechaveiroi, he can't derive any hano. And there's a person whose mudar emenu hanoas machel. We can't derive a hano which brings to hanoas achila. But other hanoas are permissible. So the Mishnah says, so what is the difference? Elo drises regu, v'keilim shein oisin behem oichul nefesh. Drises regu b'soich atzeiroi. So if he's mudar hano, so he's not allowed to have drises regu. Kalim, if he's muda men anos machel, so the risas haregel has nothing to do with anos machel. So therefore, muda ano, anos achilo, the risas haregel be muda. The same thing, kalim, sheinoisim bemoichel nefesh. That means to borrow a pot that is also a fellow muda men anos machel, because he's going to use the pot l'tzayrach machel to borrow a pen, so that has nothing to do with hanos machel. So it'll be muta if you hold. He's muta in the case that he's muta mimeno hanos, so that'll also be also. Uporich b'gemore. So the gemore is akashe drises harego holoi kopti. B'gemore is akashe. Why is a mudra imenu hano osar bedrisas haregu? People are in makpit, and since they're not makpit, so it's not called I'm having hano from him. I'm not deriving benefit if anyone can go and have drisas haregu. Umay kaporech, what's the Gemara's kasha? Umash mahoche de kopti. From this Mishnah, it seems clear that people are makpid bedrises haregel. And it says, osa likonis lachotzer. So how could the Gemara assume bepashtes that drises haregel like kopti? Umaforish rabbeinu tam, dahochi porech osa. Dal kochoch bedrises haregel de loy kopti, kemoy bebike mairi. There are two places where we can speak about drisas harego. We can speak about a bika that no one uses for shimush, let's say b'mayis hakshomim. So there people aren't makpid if you walk through the field. There's a chatzah, which people are always makpid. People are makpid, you walk through the chatzah, I don't like when people walk through the chatzah. So now, if the Mishnah differentiates between mudar emenu machel and mudar emenu hano, al kochoch, it has to be speaking about adrisis haregel of abike deloy kopti. The ibahi de kopti, if we'll say that Mishnah is speaking about adrisis haregel of a chotzer, which people are makbid, ki gain the chotzer, im kein afilu neider emenu machel yehiyosa, even the kopti. Afilis mudamenu machel, so it should also be awesome, because since people are makbid, in kain ki yaitse boi maskirin. So memele, if people are not mevater on drisus haregel in achotze, so if a person wants to have drisus haregel in achotze, he has to pay for it. This is not something that a person can take for granted. If I want to have drisus haregel, I have to pay for it. And if it's something that people are makbid and you have to pay for, so even his mudar emenu machel, it's also awesome. Because by letting him go through my chotzer without paying for it, so he's saving money. So he has more money to buy food. So this should be also afilu mudar emenu machel. Nachman does again that the Mishnah is speaking about a biker, where people are not makbid. And that's why it's not considered a makim shemaskirim, because everyone gives everyone permission to go through their bikir. So b'zoisa the gemara esa, why if he's mudar emenu ano, since al kochach is speaking about a bikir, so this is not considered a no. V'sani b'nedom perikim bein amudar v'chol dover shein oisa ba'eichol nefesh, every keli that's not oisa ba'eichol nefesh, makim shemaskirim ki yaitse ba'i, but if people do not lend it freely, they rent it out also. Bekiven the loikopti, sakochi have to say, if it's mutza by mudam and omachol, sakochi have to say we're speaking about a bike, that people are not makbid. So the Gemara says they're speaking about a bike. So why if it's mudar haymenu hano, why is it also? This is not considered deriving benefit from him, since everyone is mevata. Wouldn't have a motzi lemifrech kelim o loikopti, the same kasha the Gemara could have asked by Kate. Let us go further. We're four lines from the bottom. Omar Rabalozo, Amicha, Boyer Lechaveroi. A person sold a boyer to his chaver. Kivin Shemosa Leidoyoi. And he gave him over the cover. Kone. So the Lekeach is kone the boyer through Mesiris Adli. Because the owner gave him over the cover. Frek the Gemara, it's a very modern zah, hechidomi. We're speaking about a boyer. A boyer is karke. So, where do we have such a kinyan of Mesiris Adli? I bekaspe, if he gave money for it, talking about meiche, likne bekaspe. I bechazoke, if he is kaina with chazoke, likne bechazoke. But how does Mesiris Adli come into his kaina through the Mesiris Adli? So the Gemara says, lo ilam bechazoke. Really, it's speaking about bechazoke. Uboi lemeimalei leich chazek ukni. Now, when one makes a kinyan, when a potential kaina makes a chazoke and a kalke, so the law is as follows. If the chazoke was made bifnei hamoicha, he says they agree, they're selling the karke, and the chazoke was made bifnei hamoicha, the moicha doesn't have to say anything. He's going now to make a chazoke. No, go to a poras, he's going to do something. He starts putting up a lock on the house, and then the moicha doesn't say one word. So that's called a chazoke. But what if the Talke is in Alaska, and the Meich is not going to Alaska now. The Kain is going to go to Alaska to make a chazak in the Talke. So then the Aloha is, even though they made up, they're selling and everything, but before he leaves, he has to tell them, Leich chazay kukni. To make sure he's really Gaima Bedakai to sell it, he has to tell them, go make a chazak. without saying Leichasei Kokni, I don't know if whatever was spoken about is what is true Gemiras Das and what was said. He has to tell him Leichasei Kokni. That's giving him a green light to make a chazak in the karke. Then the chazak has a value. So Rabbi Loza is telling us that we have an in-between. If they spoke about, he wants to purchase a boyer, and he says, yeah, I want to purchase it with chazoke. He doesn't tell in the chazoke, sheloi b'fnei ha-moichel, he doesn't tell him lei chazekitni, but he gives him the covering of the boyer. So that is the chiddush of Rabbi Loza. Giving him over the cover is equivalent to lei chazekukni. Perhaps later we'll elaborate a little more. Since it's speaking about he made the chazake shalei b'fono. Since he gave him the cover, he handed over to him the cover. And the mele his kind. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Loza. Now let us see Rashi. Zekrashi liknaye bechazoke, mishenishtamish boy, when he uses it, shreikarke niknis bekesef bishtar ubechazoke. Now we have to just be aware, this is a mechudishtike Rashi. We're later going to have a toisvis. The Gemara says the normal mushel of chazoke is noal godar uporatz. Noah, let us just say, means he put a lock on the door, we'll say. Goda means he put a fence around the area. Porat means he broke a fence to show he wants. So these are tikkunim in the karke. These are all tikkunim in the karke. He's putting a shmire, putting a lock, or now he doesn't need, he's making a bigger entrance. These are tikkunim in the karke. That is kinyan chazoke. If a person is using a kalke, let's say a person is there's a kalke and there's 20 apple trees on the kalke. Now go and pick an apple and eat it. Achilas peres is far from poshet that this is not kinyan chazoke. It's not kinyan. I'm deriving benefit, fine, but it's not called kinyan chazoke. Now here Rashi says amir dekezach. Rashi is saying, Mishinishtamish boy, that the chazoke is when he uses it. He's using a boil, and he's, that's called chazoke. That means there's a boil, he wants to hold his wine in that boil, so he goes and he brings along a keg of wine and he pours it into the boil, that's called chazoke. Samar de kechidush. So the Michas Avrom brings up a machlokes the Rambam arrived if Achilas Peres has a Peres Chazoke. The Rambam holds yes, and the whole tumult of the Rambam speaking about all cases. The Rambam vehemently says no, that you have to make a tikkun in the karke. Now Kaponim, we have here Arashi in Baba Kama, Dafnanala from the base, that says, Mishinishtamish boy, it's called a chazoke. So al kaponim, this is a mechudish tike Rashi. Lo ilam bechazoke levad. Levad mesir is doye boi lachzuki bei. Besides giving over the dli, yes, a very pertinent question. What's pshat in this dli? Kakas into bekesav or chazoke. He says, you're right. Besides the mesir is hadli, you have to make a chazoke. Umiyu lahochi mahani mesirem. Diba chazoke lechude, if you don't even make the chazoke boy lemaimelelei chazay kutni, if you don't like chazay kutni, but shaloi bevona. But since he gave him over the dleen, so this is in place or equivalent to lei chazay kutni. Oma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, hamoichel bayis lechavere. A person sold a house, kiven shemosa loy mafteyach konet. He gave him the key to the house, so he's kind. Like the Gemara, what's up for Nayim Isaki? Hey, Chidomi, I be Kasper, if he gave him money, lick me be Kasper. If you don't need a key, he's kind with the payment. I be Chazoke, if he made a Chazoke, is lick me be Chazoke. But what is this key? So the Gemara says the same mahalach loylam bechazake boy lemeim alei lechazeko kni vekiven shemosa loy mafteach command amalei lechazek ukni dami. This is equivalent to lechazek ukni. Al kaponim. What do we see from this Gemara? We see from this Gemara a mesiras hamafteach is not a maisa kinyan, but it is b'makim lechazek ukni. Let us see Tosfos. Even the Mosa Lemafteach, Kone, Hechidon, Ibe Kasper. Rashbam Meforesh Peperek Cheskas Abatim, Gabi Noal Vigodar Koshu Benichsei Hager, that's Kone. Noal Vigodar is Kone. Zukta Rashbam Nichsager is Hefker, so these are Epanim from Kinyi Chazoke. Zokta Rashbam, de noal hainu, shekove manoil bedeles lenoloi. Noal means he attached a lock in order to lock the demoke. The havi binyan. That's called, that's a ticket, that's called, he was misakin the nichsei ager. So that's called chazoke. Avol sogar hadeles benichsei hager. But what if there was a lock there already? There was an open door, there was a lock there, and he locked the door. And he locked the door. Ein echazoke, that's a called a chazoke. Ve'ein ze ele kimavriach ari minichsei chaveroi. This is, he didn't, that's not called, he was misaken the mokim. It's called, he's preventing people from coming in. So that's not called a tikkun in the mokim. L'chayre the Rashbam means, the halacha is that if a person has a sheep that are grazing in the mokim, and then an ari comes, and he's about to have a hearty meal on the sheep, and someone comes and kills the ari, so it's not called he was Mahanehim. It's not called I was Mahanehim. We can't send them a bill that I was Mahanehim. That's called Mavriach Ari. That means the sheep are the same sheep, they're grazing. There was a potential Hezek Mibachutz that could have killed them. I took away the Mazik. That's not called Siluk HaHezek. Siluk HaMazik is not considered Mahanehim. So Mamela the Rashbam holds that Siluk Hamazik is not called a tikkun in the mokim. That means there's a lock there, and I just go and I lock it now that no one can come in. So the lock was here from before. I'm preventing people from coming in. That's not called I was misakin the mokim. The mokim is the same with the lock open, with the lock closed. No, the accomplishment is that now people can't enter the house. That's called Mavriach Ari. Mavriach Ari is not considered a tikkun in the mokim, so melei not chayev al tzchazok. Dein ze ele, you're not koina al tzchazok. Dein ze ele ke Mavriach Ari minichsei chaveir. Va'af al gav. Now the Rashbam is a kashe. So, it says, the Rashbam says that Noal, locking a door, is nothing. That's not called locking a door, is nothing. V'af al gav d'gabi schiris habatim, oma b'reish misechtes psochim, d'chshemosa loy mafteches hava b'cheskes ha'soich alivdoik. When he gives him over the keys, now it's possible to, now the soicha, the shayla was, he was masker abayis, yud gimel benissin. The shayla is who's mechuyev to be boydek, the masker, the seicher. So the Gemara says if he gave him over the keys to the apartment, yigimu benissen, so oyle yadala the chiyev is chal on the seicher. So the Rashbam, this is all the lashna of the Rashbam. So the Rashbam is saying, so we see from over there, the Gemara means you're chayev, you are chayev to be boydek, and also you become a seicher by taking over the keys. So l'chayra, what does he have from the key? He can lock the door, he can open the door. So what does he have from the key? What is the difference? We just said, if you lock a lock, that's not considered a kinyan chazoke. So why does one derive a kinyan schiris by when he gets over the key? So what's the accomplishment? He can open the door, he can lock the door. That's the Rashbam's kash. Bav gav the gabi schiris abatim oma baresh meseches psochim de shemos aloi mafteches avi becheskes asoich libdoi vuhu adin liknoisoi. So you see that there's such a kinyan chazoke of opening and shutting a lock. So the Rashbam answers, ani mili moicher o maskir bayis lachaveri. That is, if there are two parties, there's an owner, a previous owner, and a potential owner, so then this pu'ula, this formality of giving over the keys of the house, that's called Eros Bailis. If the owner gives over the keys, not the kunz is now, he can open the door, shut the door. This formality of the owner giving over the keys of the mokem to the seichel, this is a ma'aseh kinyan, such a ma'aseh kinyan, mesiras mafteach. That's true, aber mesiras mafteach. Mesiras mafteach means the keys were given over from the previous owner to the potential payment. Hani mili moicher umaskir bayis lechaveroi. Avo benichse yager, when we're talking about a hefker dike mokim nichse yager, so now there is no such formality of giving over the keys. So now we just have to be done his accomplishment. He locked the door. He's a locksmith. He figured he got a key to lock the door. He locked the door. So that's, what did he do then? By locking the door, he didn't do anything. He just accomplished that unwelcome guest should not come in. That's not called a tikkun in the mokim. That's mavriach ari. Aval nichse yager man mosalei delikni. So memele at kan loshen Rashbam. But we have here a Rashbam, that the Rashbam says, but the Rashbam made a gemara in psochim, that mesiras amavteich is toine by schiris, and the Rashbam threw in the word who was in by mecher, mesiras amavteich. That's a kinyan. Hanimili moicher umaske. Vekoshalari. So that's very nice when you're learning Baba Basra, but when you come to our gemara, the Gemara is Takasha, the more our Gemara couldn't figure out what the sinyan of Mesiras Mafteach is. Either this Kesef, this Chazoke. The Gemara says, yeah, Mesiras Mafteach is equivalent to Leich Hazei Kukni. So there's no such thing as a kinyan of Mesiras Mafteach. This is an often the Gemara, not like the Rashbam. The Koshalari, the Hoche Mashme, Behedye, the Mesiras Mafteach, Leikoni, El Avakoyma, Leich Hazei Kukni. So Memele, that's a Gemara. Finished. He had a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim said, "A Mishemosalem Mafteich is chayv to be boiding." The Daki got bechometzu the Tali b'Mesiras Mafteich. The Mishemafteich b'yaday all of Livdai kibin shuyach alik likonis b'zabayis Livdai. That means they were speaking about. We're speaking about Tosis and Pesachim. Perhaps elaborates a little bit more. We're speaking about that this person. Either he was Seicha or he has intentions to be Seicha. So we have here the owner of the Chometz, that's the Maskir, and then the person who's going to live there is the Seicha. And then we have a Chiyav Bedika, that's Chal Oyle Yadalit. And the Shaila is, and who is that Mutal to make this Chiyav Bedika? So the Gemara says, whoever has the capabilities of making the Bedika, and him Chazal put the Chiyav Bedika. Yeah, there was one set of keys. So the mele the shaila is, so whoever has the keys, early yadalad, chazal potachia b'dikanim. So that gemara, the relent has nothing to do with kinyan. That gemara is a special din in b'dikas chometz. Kimin shiochel akonis b'zeh abayis livdik. Period. So that's number one. Umashe pirish. Now, the Rashbam said a whole bunch of chedushim. He said, Mesiras Mafteach is a kinyan. Taisus wishes to disagree with him. That we have a raya from our Gemara. But now Taisus takes apart all the halachas that the Rashbam said. Uma shepirish deloy koni b'ne'ilas delas. They said something else. If you lock a door, that's not called a ma'ase kinyan. Ein nirim. I wish to disagree. Locking a door, not installing a lock. Locking a door is also called a ma'ase kinyan. How do I know this? Enough in the Gemara. The Begitin beperik hazayrek oimer. Gabi get. The Gemara relates as follows. The Gemara relates that there was Reuven and Rachel. Reuven was very sick. He had a wife, Rachel. He didn't have any children. He had written a get with an intent to give it to his wife. She shouldn't fall a yibo. His intent was, someday I'll give her the get. Lamaise, Shabbos, things turned to the worst. He was a big mesukin. The get was one place. He was in another place. The shaila was, so it was impossible for him to give over the get. So the Gemara said, an eitzim, the teizel ihi, she should go. The wife was near the mokim where the get, there was a room where the get was. Teizel ihi, she should go. Veteichoid, and she should lock the door of that room where the get is. Vetiftach, and she should open it up. Now, before we go further, I'd like to just mentioned is a big machlokes harishonim in this v'tiftach. Others say that v'tiftach is also a maise of chazoke. Either you lock the door, or if it was locked, you open up. Then the vav is a vav hamafrid. That means either let her lock the door if it's open, let her open it up if it's locked. That's one mahalach. So second mahalach, that the Rosh wants to say v'tiftach is lav davke. And then he wants to say, could be v'teichet v'tiftach, yeah, she locks the door and right away she opens it up again. Now, what is pshat in this procedure? So the Rosh says something very interesting. You have to understand, this door, this room, belonged to her husband. And Mr. Tami had a lot of rooms. As a faithful wife, she used to lock the doors of all the mekaymes to make sure unwanted guests come in. This she did keseida for him. So memele, so therefore the Rosh wants to say a chiddush, if she's going to lock the door now, this pe'ule is not a hechocha that she wants to be kaine. Because could be she's locking the door like she used to lock it every night she used to lock the door that people shouldn't come in. But that she's locking it for her husband. So therefore, the Rosh wants to say, v'teiched v'tiftach. She's going to lock the door, and she's going to open up right away. So what's pshat? I'm going to lock it up. No. This locking is not to protect the smoking, because I'm opening it up right away. So this locking is, I'll call upon him to be kinder the cheder, to be kinder the cheder through locking it. When she's kinder the cheder, there's a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos over there. She's going to get with Agav, with Chotzer, against the Maise, but let's not get into that. But Al Koponim, this was the only way she could be kind of the get through being kind of the head. And she did it by locking the door. So you see, Klo, that locking a door is a Maise Chazoket. It doesn't mean she should install a lock. We're talking about Shabbos. You can't install a lock. That's bainer. So al kochoch teichet means just to lock the door. So what kind of, so you see, claw, locking a door is chazok. So Memela Sotoisva says, V'hafa pishosa liknois b'Shabbos. I'm talking about Flumer. It can't be installing a lock at Shabbos. So are you not allowed to lock? Are you not allowed to be kind of a cheder also on Shabbos? Kinyan is also on Shabbos. V'hafa pishosa liknois b'Shabbos. B'shrimar ha-shorish leitit rav dait. No, there is a kinyan, the Rabbonam, that Chazal wamata. Shleitit rav dait, they shouldn't get petrified that he wants to be megarishon and he's unable to, so this could be very detrimental to his health. So they were matter to lock the door. Bekitzer, Taisa says a raya that locking is a kinyan of chazok. Becheska sabatim na mimuchach gavi Yehudis nan eilu dvom sheshlam chazok ve'eilu sheinlam chazok. The Mishnah says there are certain things, if you do them it's a chazake, yekaine, the certain things if you do them, it's not a chazake. Pasbuk mo maishne reishe, maishne seif, mshani marova kol shilu benichse ager kone, benichse chavei rei namikon. That whatever yekaine benichse ager, yekaine benichse chavei rei. Fine. Kol shiloi kone benichse ager, loi kone benichse chavei rei. And the kosher benichse ager loi kone, benichse chavei rei loi kone. Fine. We have guidelines now. Whatever will be kaine benichse ager is kaine benichse chavei. Okay, so now Taisi says, let's make a cheshbon nefesh. Hodik Toni says, Hichnis tarne goylem l'soy chabayis, areizu chazoke, that's a chazoke, he brought in chickens. So it's a chazoke, and memela by nichse ager you also be kaine. Now what kind of a chazoke is this to bring in chickens? Behind the time of the kome, the kone, that would be skoine by bringing in the tarne goylem. The mistomek shenos an shom tarne goylem no al delis kedei l'shom. That's for some of Shem, the Gemara. It's not, the Gemara means when you bring in chickens, you'll lock the door to make sure that they should not be stolen or they shouldn't walk out by themselves. Period. So memele, so Taisis has two Gemaras. They're locking a door as a kinyan chazoke, not like the Rashbam. The Rashbam said, Lomdes, this is called Mavriach Ari. Vein ledames ne'ilas delas l'mavriach Ari. There's a difference of when you lock a door or Mavriach Ari. We'll see soon the case of Mavriach Ari. The case of Mavriach Ari is the dafke nosan tzroer the sochar minei maya. Who damrinu mecheskes abatim davik mavriach Ari? There it's speaking about, there was a wall that was surrounding a field, and all of a sudden, a whole stream of water went through this wall. This wall was like a dam that used to hold back the water. Somehow there was a hole in the wall, and the water is coming in to flood the field. So this person was in the field, he wants to be kind of the field, so he takes a rock, and he stuffs the hole that the water can't come in. That's what he accomplished. So the Gemara says that's not called a tikkun in the karka. He made sure that the flood shouldn't come in. So that's called, he prevented a hezek in the karka. That's not called a tikkun in the karka. There it's called mavriach ari, nirtake potter. Avol, nirtake not koine. There you come mavriach ari, nirtake not koine. Avol noal. But if you lock a door, shenoal delas bifnei kol odom, by locking the door, no one can enter. Ve'meiniach odom likones, muchecha milse sha'abayis shalei. That's called teiros bailis. That means by locking the door and making sure that no one can enter, this is a pool of teiros bailis. That means tamazoi preventing the flood of coming in. That's not called, that's not called Eros Bailis. It's a, he's a good mason. He cemented this rock. He stuffed the hole. So fine. So he made sure that the karka shouldn't become destroyed. That is not a maise kinyan. But balabatavin over the house that no one is permitted to enter the house, that's called Eros Bailis. So Taisis is chaylik on the Rashbam in Akotz al Akotz. That what Rashbam said, Messias Mafteich is a kinyin. He made a whole shtick tail, that's Messias Mafteich. That Taisis says, no, I'm sorry. Messias Mafteich is not a kinyin. And that what the Rashbam says, that Ni'ilas Delas is Mavriach Ari, not a kinyin. Taisis hold, Ni'ilas Delas is a kinyin. Take it. V'hoda Omar Hosom. Now Taisis is a problem with a Gemara, which does not seem the way Taisus said. Odom Ahosom, Haboine Palterin Benichsei Hager. A very interesting Gemara. Uboach Behemid Lehen Dlosis. Kone. Now let's just say what the Gemara is speaking about. A very interesting Gemara. Hager died, and he left over a big shetach of karka. Fine. He left over a big shetach of karka. A person goes, now the ger died, so we have now hefkedike karka. So he wants to build a whole complex of houses there. So he starts taking stones and bricks and eats them, and he starts building houses. There's no doors yet on the houses, but he built the whole complex on this property. So the Gemara says he wasn't kind of the karka yet. He was, that's not called the kinyan on the karka. Put a pile of stones on it. The house is not livable. You can't live in the house without doors. So Mamela, that's not called he was misakin the mokim. Before you could plant things on it. Now Samazai, you have open spaces without, he did not make, there's no doors there. So it's not livable. People can live in such mekaimis. That's not called he was misakin the karka by the whole apartment house that he built there. So the karka is still hefka. Yankel comes and he puts a door. Ooh, wah! Yankel put a door. So Yankel was kind of the karka. That's called, there's a ticket, that's called a ticket in the karka, because now there's a house, a livable house on this karka. So it's called, this is a ticket in the karka. To have a house that's not livable, so it's nishtein and nishtair. You can't live in this house. There's no doors, so that's not called a tikkun. No one can live here. And he can't plant things here, so it's garnishment garnished. But if he put a door on the house, now already this is called a tikkun in the muck. Now we have a house here, people can move in. So then the one who hung up the door is kain als chazok. And that's what the Gemara says in Baba Basra. Abayne palterin benichsei hager. Someone was building palaces. He put up the doors. Kani. So it seems somehow like the Rashbam, you have to put up a door. So Taisa says, Ulcha de Milsa Nokit. The putting up a door is also gonish. Sha'oisai Shemamid Losses Rogil Linalam. He's the one that really, when he puts up a door, he locks it. For then no Avalai Hemid. I feel someone else put up the door, and he did not lock the door, so the one who locks the door will be koine. This is called a chazake in the talke. This is Shitas HaTaisvus. Okay. Zakt the Gemara Baita. Omar Resh Lokish Mishum Rabiana. Hamoicher Eider L'chaveiroi. A person is selling a flock of animals. Flock of animals. Kivin Shemosa Loi Mashkuchis, he gave him over the Mashkuchis, Kone. He gave him over the Mashkuchis. Thank the Gemara Echidomi. What's the Mashkuchis? Give over Mashkuchis is kind of the Eider. Ibe Meshiche, Likne be Meshiche. If he made Meshiche on the Eider, so it's kind of Meshiche. Ibe Mesire, Likne be Mesire. Mesire means, the difference between Meshiche and Mesire is, Meshiche means, he made the behemoth walk. Koyre lo ve'ibo. Hikisha be'makel. So he made the behemoth move. Meshich is only koine be'simte be'chotzer shal shneim. Mesire is koine be'shusarab. But Mesire is a formality that the owner gives over the reins to the potential koine. That's also a formality of giving over the dvorim that control the behemoth. Al Koponim, so the Gemara says, if he made Meshiche, he's kind of with Meshiche, even Mesire, like the Mesire. But what's this thing over here? Mosalei Mashchuches, game on the Mashchuches. So Mosalei Leila be Meshiche, speaking about, he made a Meshiche on the Behemus. Aye, but a boy, Lemaimalei Leich Meshiche Kni, but I have to tell him, go make a Meshiche. He didn't tell him make a Meshich. But the Kivin, the Mos, Aloy Mashchuchis, he gave him the Mashchuchis, command Domalei, Leich Meshich Ukni Domi. So this is equivalent to Leich Meshich Ukni. My Mashchuchis, what's a Mashchuchis? So there's two pshotim. Hoche Tirgamoi Kakashte. What's Kakashte? A bell. Now, he's giving him a bell. What is he giving him a bell for? So he can give him a bell, so now by giving him the bell, he's going to go over to the, he have a whole flock of behemoths, and he doesn't have to schlep all of them, he just goes, starts ringing the bell, oh, they know when they ring the bell, that means it's time for lunch, whatever it is, they all start running,
So Memele, so the bell is, what is he giving the bell for? It's not the, it's not to use for Sheva Brachas. It's, to mean, this is the oif and how to make Mashiach. So that's telling him, in other words, Lech Mashiach Ukne. That's one oifen. Another pshat, Rab Yaakov Oima, Ize the Ozla Beresh Edre. There was a leader. There was an ace that the other animals followed him. He gave him over. This is the leader of this whole flock. You go over and then you'll take this leader. But that's what he told him. Here's the leader. He gave him over the leader. So Memele, so that also is Leich Meshech Hekneif. From the Teus Chaim, it would seem that he's going to go over now and he's going to take this leader and tell the leader, go, and all the flock is going to follow him. That's also called, it's equivalent to Mestama Keirel or Behiba. That's all, it's also considered. But I don't have to tell him Leich Meshech Hekni, because this, I'm giving him the easiest oifen how to make a Mashiach. That's telling him, in other words, Leich Meshech Hekni. Let us see what Rashi says. Zek Rashi. Mashchuches lakami meforish. Dover hamoishech kol ha'eder achav. This is the thing that's moishech the whole eider. Heichidam ibe mashiach shekisha b'makol b'rotzus alafonim shkein derech b'imedake lichta b'mashiach lomalim mesiris mashachuches ibe mesiris konilu shayirushu sarabu mechotzu sheinu shol shneim shein mashiach kainisha dein mashiach ala besimte b'chotzu shol shneim b'mechas asvinim b'babasre. So here there was no Mashiach. There was no, and Mashiach helps, and Mashiach only helps the Simta Bechotzel Shel Shneim. And if it was Boshu Sarab, it's only Mashiach helps. Karkashte Garsinin Zuk Ebel Shemekarkish Bo Lifnei Eider Bohilech Kula Yachav. They all follow him. They hear the bell, they get the message. Well, the Gemara says, "Ize da Ozla Beresh Edra, Yesh Lebal Ha'eda Eis Charev." The owner of this flock has a very sharp goat. The Derech Izem Lalech Beresh Va'eda Oilech Achayim, and they follow the leader. They follow this Eis. That's the union of Karkashte. Then, no, that's the union of Meshachuches. Yaakov said, that's the Psham Shachuchis, Ize Dozlo Berei Shedra. And then the Gemara is Messiah with Amilse Dagadete, Kedidorish Ahug Lilo Aleida Rav Chizde. There was an Amore that was saying over the memory of Rav Chizde. When he was speaking about a leader, he said, Amore Dikizach, Kad Rogiz Raya Al Ono, when the Roya is angry with the sheep, Ovid Linagdo Samusa. So what does he do in order to punish the sheep? He takes the leader and he makes him blind. If the leader is blind, so then the whole flock is Afkahakta Tzores, because the leader doesn't know where he's going. He's gonna go in dangerous places and they're all gonna follow him, so Mamela. But let's see what Rashi says. Ovid lenagdo samusa, laiz hamoysheches, menakereineho, venichshelas. So she becomes blind, and she's nichshu, venaifelas beboires, vaeider acher, and the eider follows her. Kach, that's the moshel. The nimshel is, shamokim nifra misoine Yisrael. Achmon and Itzlan, the Rabbi Nishlom wants to be managed to bring Peronius and Zayne Yisrael, memana lahem parnosim she'ena mugonim, so he makes sure they have leaders which are not proper leaders, and they will guide them in the wrong directions. That's what this Klilo said. Now, I'd like to mention a very interesting Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim starts explaining, we have three memres. All these three memres were Mesiris Hadli, Mesiris Hamafteach, Mesiris Mesiris, Mishachuchis, all these three things are B'mokim Leichazei Kokni. So the Teus Chaim explains this. Let's go backwards. So he says like this. No, Mesiris, Mishachuchis is very good. That means he really has to make a Meshiche on the flock of animals. So by giving him over the tool, which will be Goyrem, that they should be Nimshachachov, giving over the bell, giving over the leader. So that is saying, in other words, Leich Meshoich HaKni. He's not giving him a bell stamazoi. So that's what, he's giving him the tool that enables him to make a quick Meshiche. So that's saying Leich Meshoich HaKni. He says, let's go the previous case, and it seems he also learns like Rashi, that Chazokah is Shimush. So he says he gives him a key to open the house, so you to be Mishtamish in it. He says the Chazokah will be, he says, we're not speaking about a Chazokah if he's gonna start tearing down walls or building walls. He wants to make Chazokah of being Mishtamish in the house. Seems he goes according to Rashi that Shimush is also Chazokah. So by giving the key, nah, that's I can be Mishtamish in the house. I open the lock and I'll be Mishtamish in the house. So the key is also the Haskhola of the Shimush. That's saying, here's the key to open up the door and you can be Mishtamish. He got stuck in the first memra. The first memra of the Gemara, I want him to be Koina Boyer. So he says, the Bein Hanano learns Pshat that Dli is a bucket. Oh, wow. That's good. So I'm giving you the tool with which to be mishtamish in the boil. I'm giving you a bucket. So that's Leich HaZeker Kni. Giving a cover, he doesn't understand how does the cover, why is the cover the mokim Leich HaZeker Kni?